Samach of an Aleph, right at the end of the narrow lines. Tanya, Nochem Ish Galya Omer. Sinor, so you have the pipe which is used to take water off the roof, your gutter. Shalaboy Kash Kishin, so it got full of. It's got blocked. It has thorns in it. It has different things which are blocking it. Okay, so now instead of going off the roof, the water is backing up onto the roof, which is going to eventually, if the water sits on the roof, it's going to naturally seep through the roof into the house. So mamachon beragloi b'tzina b'shabbos b'enu chashish. So you need to fix up this, break up the blockage. So you're going to, doing the tikkun. It's a tikkun on the tzinor, which is part of the bayis. It's like a soiser in a certain sense. It became attached in some way. So if you can do it in a way where it's not visible, A, and B, it's you use your foot, which is a shinui, but you wouldn't normally do it like that. So it's mutter. And b'makom seder l'gozer b'rabbanan, gozer b'rabbanan. Amar Rabbi Yosef Hillel halacha kenochem ish galya. So you pass them like that. So the modern version of that is a person would have a toilet which was stuffed. He wants to plunge the toilet, so he can do it with a shinui. He worried about it backing up. You can do it with a shinui. So you would, press on it. Instead of using your hands, you would press on it, pushing against your body or something like that. So a person would do that. Something like that. That'd be mutter. So Rashi tzinur, hamakalech mayim min hagag, which is taking the water off the roof. Kashkashim, kashim, it has like a little thorn, little pine needles. Masavim, grass, shesoismim, which are blocking the flow of the gutter. Umakadis kiluchai, and therefore it prevents the water from coming down. Umehimov yotzim umispashtim legag, so the water will go back onto the roof. The dolphin, labias, and it'll see that it's going to drip through into the house. Kalachayad, ayyade shinui baragli, he's doing it with a shinui, with his foot. So why is this halacha mentioned over here? Mishum Dam Rav Yosef halacha Bakulu Nakalo Hacha. So we had Rav Yosef and halacha Rav Yeshua Afilav Arba B'Chamesh Shanim, and we have over here again Rav Yosef halacha Kedacha Mishgaya. So that's why it's brought over here. Rashi is interesting. Rashi sounds like the case of Ganeach. Also, it's Omer Vyers of Halacha, Kerem Marinus. In these two cases, both of them are brought in conjunction with the Omer Vyers of Halacha Meshua. So, Halacha Meshua is the Halacha of nursing which follows our Mishnah. And once it brought that, it brought these two other Halachas. It sounds like that bringing the case of Ganeach also only made sense. Because it's a continuation of Rabbi Yosef. The case of Ganeach really is a case of nursing. I thought that was a logical case just based on that. Rashi seems to say that we should know Rabbi Yosef Alocha Bikulu Nakalohacha. Since Rabbi Yosef is the one who said Alocha, how we pass in all these cases, that's why they're brought here. Okay. Yeshua said before, if the child can continue to nurse even 4 or 5 years, but if he paused and stopped, then he starts again. Then he agrees would be kiyonik shekets. Then it's also. How much is considered that he interrupted Amri Huda Bar Chaviva Amri Shmuel Shlosha Yomim. For 3 days that he stopped, then he can't start. Then he may not start again. Again, after the age of two, after Ikadam, or actually 24 months. Ikad Amri Tana Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva Kamei the Shmuel Shlosha Yomim. Some have it that it's not quoting Shmuel and saying it, but Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva found the Brisa which said that, and he quoted it in front of Shmuel, and Shmuel accepted the Brisa. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Menekes Shemes Bala Besuch Esim Varba Chodesh. It's a woman who's given birth and she's nursing, and her husband dies while she's still in the 24 months after since she gave birth. So Reza lo tisaris v'lo tinase, she can't remarry. She can't even do the erisin. It's still 24 months. We're afraid if she remarries and she becomes pregnant. So when a woman becomes pregnant, she has to stop nursing. It affects the milk flow. So, in general, when the father of the child would be careful about this issue. He didn't want his, as we had before, that they can mishamash b'moy, because that the father is going to be careful. Doesn't want, he cares about his son having sustenance. The stepfather would not necessarily have that concern. So, if he's worried, if had the father been in that situation and she did become pregnant, he would provide other foods which would approximate the what his child's getting from the mother's milk. The stepfather would not necessarily do that. So that's a concern of the Suin, and the Remeir holds that they prohibited erisin alto the Suin. Rehuda Mater. Rehuda says it's mutter. Bishmena also chodesh. After 18 months, it is sufficient. It's mutter because at that point in time it's no longer a danger for the child if the child stops nursing. We're not afraid the father's not going to give any food. Okay. Amar ben Nosson bar Yosef. So Nosson bar Yosef said, "Heinen dibri b'shamay, heinen dibri b'shilol." This machlokas of Rav Meir of Yehuda is exactly the opinions of b'shamay and b'shilol. Bishami is of the opinion that it's 24 months. Bishilo says that it's 18 months. In regards to this issue of the Menekes remarrying. I'm going to sort of explain balance out, decide between the two sides. The Dibri Ha'omer Esim Ba'arba Chodesh Muteres Linosi Ba'esim Ve'echad Chodesh. That when we say 24 months, the Nesuah could take place by 21 months, because the concern of the woman becoming pregnant and affecting the milk flow is only after 3 months of pregnancy. So even if she would have the Nesuin after 21 months, and she did become pregnant immediately, it would still not be a problem. Okay. Amr Ullah Halacha Kerb Yehuda. The Yehuda says it's 18 months. And Vamr Mar Ukva. Vamr Mar Ukva. That Mar Ukva said, Lee, for me, Mar Ukva is telling a story about himself. hit Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was permitted me. Law says la'acher chamisha osur chodesh to do the nesuin after 15 months of arise d'abaya. A woman who had been an arusa to Abaya, and Abaya had died. New story. Fine. Arisa the Abaya also came to Abaya. The Abaya's sharecropper came to Abaya to ask the question, can we do Arisin after 15 months? First of all, we pass the Rebbe over a mayor. So it would be 18 months as opposed to 24 months. And what we have, Rebbe Nosson Bar Yosef saying is that's the opinion of Beishami and Beisilo. We have Beisilo saying 18 months. So we pass in 18 months. We have two arguments that we pass in 18 months. The only question is, Vomer Ula, Halachah Rebbe Yehuda. And thirdly, we have Ula saying Halachah like Rebbe Yehuda. So we have three reasons why we pass like Rebbe Yehuda. So that's not a question. The next question is, but you want to do the suin after 15 months? Vomer Marukva Li Hita Rebbe Chanina Law says Halachah Chamisha Also Chodesh. So this person asked, can he do Arison? So Kolshkein Da'at Le'aris. So for what you want to do is just Arison, that's for sure permitted.
I'm confused. Maruk is talking about
Baya said we're ready to go. Kiosk the commander of Yosef, but Baya must have been a Talmud Chaver at that point in time. Yosef was still alive, so they went to Yosef to see what to do the mice. Amar Lei, so Yosef said, Amar Lehu, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tavayu. It's actually 24 months, and you can't even do this 21 month approach. 24 full months. So we count the 24 months the day after the child is born, and then 24 full months, and the day after that is when they can do Eris. So Abaya told the Oris, and Oris had left. Abaya went to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef told him the story. Rabbi Yosef said, you're passing the wrong. Roy Basrei, Tulsa Parsi, he ran after him for three parso. A parsa is 4 mil, so that's 12 mil. Right, so that's 24,000 amas, 48,000 feet. Okay, so that's 9 miles. Vamar la parsa b'chala, or he ran a parsa, but it was in sand. It was over the desert. Well, okay. And he wasn't able to catch him. Wasn't able to reach him. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, now he understands. Hi Milsa Damar Rabbanan, Afilabeyasa Bekuscha. Lodishra Inish Bimokim Rabbe. So, Beyasa Bekuscha is the question, are you allowed to take an egg and mix it together with Kuscha? Kuscha was like a milk, like a dip.
What type of dip?
A milk, like a dip. It was used to curdle milk. It was right, kutach. It was a curdled. It was based on curdled milk. So the person wants to know if he can put eggs, you know, into this dip. Is it permitted? Which is like an obvious answer, right? It's like the most simplest psak. So Tosis points over here that the question over here wasn't a regular egg. It's an egg which was that you shechted the chicken. You opened it up and there's an egg inside. So over there, there are halachas, but if it's a fully deformed egg, even though it's still inside the mother, it's considered parv, and you can put it together with milk. If it doesn't have the shell being formed, there's a stage where it's actually considered part of the chicken, and it's also it's a fleshig egg. So if a person comes to ask, hey, I found this egg inside, I'm not sure if it's parv or fleshig, and it's fully formed, and really it's mutter, so the psak is obvious. Lo mishum is mavakim rabbi. Don't paskin it when your rebbe's there. Lo mishum the nefsi af kirusa. The reason why the problem is not because it looks like you're being careless and not giving the kavod to the rebbe. That's not the problem, which is what I always assumed until now. I hate competing with you. Ela mishum de lo mistaya milsa lememra. You don't have the siyata d'shmaya. I'll prove it to you. I knew that member of Rabbi Shmuel. I knew it. And I forgot, didn't have this out to the Shmaya to say it right. When it came down to the Maisa, I made all these different Cheshbonos with Pasuk Rehuda and the Beyashamai, and we have the story with Marukva. What happened to Rabbi Shmuel, right? Which you heard, and that's the Masara. He forgot it. So this is the Yat Shema you get when you pass on a Shiloh, which you didn't get because you don't do it when your Rebbe is there. The Taisa says, this means even if the Rebbe is Moichel, so there's no problem being, there is a lack of Derech Eretz. Why is it was right that there's a lack of Derech Eretz? But if that's the problem, if the Rebbe permits it, it's fine. Even so, don't do it. He's in the town. Yeah. Sorry? Correct. There's a fascinating Prima Gadam. Prima Gadam says that for us nowadays, our Torah have it done like a Rebbe. So the problem of the rabbi applies to a sefer. So you sit in the room and you can finish the shiloh. You know, there's a sefer there which tells you what it is. Look it up. So how you apply that to mice? That's more complicated. I've seen that multiple times in my lifetime. That I knew halacha, I'd seen it, and I paskin, and then the rabbi says, "Oy vey, I forgot that point." You know? I know that feeling. If I would have looked it up, why did I remember it? I don't know. I didn't.
Right, there's going to be presumably a point where it's so, although maybe that's what they said of Bob. I mean, if it's so simple.
Right, but the problem is that's the case of Bei Bekusko. Is like you'll see in the place in the middle. You know, they're arguing their point, and they hold it obvious. It's partial Bekusko. That's the phrase. You know, so this is the Gemara where the Gemara says it uses that phrase. The Rashi, back in Amud Aleph, Samach Amud Aleph. Four lines in the bottom. Makama, he preaches. So we said that if there was an interruption in the nursing, then they can't start again. How much is that? It's three. So we have first. We have either him quoting Shmuel that it was 3 days. Ikadam Ritoner Rav Yehuda Masnisa B'lo Shmaita. So if he was quoting a brisa, not that Shmuel was saying it. So. the Braisa said you can't do Erisin or Nesuin. Within the she's remarrying, she cannot remarry during the 24 months after she gave birth. And as the Rabbah remarries until 24 months. Shemati Sabra, because she might become pregnant. She would have to wean the child. And her new husband, who's the stepfather, is not the father, is Eno Aviv Shikdilo Beya Mechalabu, who'll go pay for the extra cost of buying for the child eggs and milk and these type of things to replace the mother's milk. Yehuda says, 18 months. Shmanoser Chodesh Dayoy Latinuk Linuk Pekat. 18 months will be sufficient for the child to nurse, that he's not considered in danger or unsafe if he would wean after 18 months.
Let's say the child's already 18 months, and then the father dies.
According to it's the same thing. Once you hit 18 months, you know the mother can remarry. Whether when the father died would be, you know,
well, a year. So she's a year. It would not be as long.
The measure is from the death. The measure is from the birth of the child, not the death of the husband.
Right. So the husband dies the day after the child is born. The husband dies 18 months later. 18 months have passed since the child was born, so she can remarry. Yeah. After Rusa, it's not chutzpah. After Rusa is a chutzpah. That's not the only problem, but the problem is lomistai milsa. Shiarik halacha, you won't get the siyata shmaya to paskin the halacha properly.
I mean, we have all the other reasons. I mean, why to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda?
So, first of all, that Rabbi Yehuda says the more quotes that. Let's work backwards. Ula says halacha should be Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel says that halacha is not like that. So Rabbi Shmuel and Yehuda, you get a path like Rabbi Shmuel against Yehuda. Okay.
Ula didn't come after Rabbi Shmuel.
Ula did come after Rabbi Shmuel, but you know, but there's no din of basra.
Right, but he presumably was aware of Rabbi Shmuel.
Okay, he has a right to pass on like that, but Rabbi Shmuel in Tzvachoykes. In regards to this this price that Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef says, Beisham Vesilo, they have to accept that application. And in regards to the rule of Remeir and Behuda, that's what Rabbi Shmuel is passing, like the passing over here, that Remeir is Mistarba in this case.
You don't have to go according to Beis Hillel. Is that because there's also Machlokes Behuda?
I'm not sure if you see the lecture of the language of it's a Tosefta. It says inside of her Tosefta needed. If you see the language of Tosefta, whom they held it wasn't compelling. That was the correct version of the Tosefta. Normally, a Tosefta is a price which is not part of the Tosefta. So. It wasn't necessarily accepted by Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yishai as a valid brisa. So an Amar is not compelled to accept it. So
even if there's nothing else,
right? They can say that wasn't they would have right to say that wasn't the correct version. The correct version would be also the opposite. Brisa Rechir Roshia, generally can't do that. So Tosefta, which is Rechir Roshia, would be compelling. So I'm not sure.
What about Rabbi Chanina?
Yeah, I mean, what about like a Mechilta?
No.
That would also not be considered authoritative enough?
Correct.
What about Rabbi Chanina?
Tosefta was composed by Rechir Roshia. Okay, so the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan.
Other Brais?
Yeah, it's fine too. Tanur Rabbanan. Nostum Benal Menekes. Let's say that even before the issue of the remarriage came up, she gave the child over to a menekes, to a wet nurse, or gemalatu, or she already had weaned him. You know, 24 months is not, it's not, doesn't have to be 24 months. She weaned the child beforehand for whatever reason. The child got sick and they had to wean him or something of that sort. So the child died. So she can remarry right away. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Reda, Rav Yeshua, Sabra, the Mebed, Ubda, Ki, Haba, Aslisa. So they were wanted to rely on this price, the Pastelach Lamaisa. Amar Lahu, Hai Safta. So an older woman told Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, "Vididi hava uvda, I have this situation as described in the Braisa, that she gave the child over to, I guess, to a menekes. But also, Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman did not allow me to remarry, means he did not accept this Braisa." Any Rav Nachman Shorlu the Beirish Galusa. The Mora says that there was in the Beirish Galusa they had a situation, a woman who was an almana, and they had given their child to a menekes, and he allowed them to remarry earlier on, not to wait. So why is this woman to say that Rav Nachman prohibited for her to do that? So my answer is Shani Beirish Galusa Zlahajibehu. That the menekes will not back out if she's been hired by the Beirish Galusa. They were people that you didn't say no to, but somewhere else there is such a concern. So the mother needs to be able to have the possibility of taking over, which. If she remarries, we're going to have a concern that she won't be able to do that. Okay.
When we see a woman, or we see that your husband died at least 3 months previously,
generally, because we have an issue of Havchana, right? No, I think the Moors are not getting involved in that, right?
What wouldn't the woman have a chance to do if she could remarry?
I'm sorry?
What wouldn't the woman have a chance to do if she got remarried?
Take over nursing in case the woman hired somebody to nurse the child. If that nurse backs out, the mother has to be able to take over. Amalu Rapapi. So Rapapi said to Rapapa, and so Hunter Brady Yeshua. So you sound like the only reason why you're ready to accept the brayza, so were it not for this woman who came and, you know, it stopped you. Ratun. And you, Rapapa Rehuna de Yeshua, Lotis Berua, couldn't you have known that halacha may ha from the following? The Tanya. And this is a Tesefta. Resha Haisa Redufa Lerach Lebeisavia. This is a woman who was, that most of the time she was in Beisavia. So instead of just being homesick, there was actually discord in the husband's home, and therefore we can assume that she wasn't even pregnant. The husband was imprisoned. Or if the husband was not even in the country, or he was elderly, or ill to the point that he could not have relations with his wife, the woman herself was an akara, island is uktana. Sorry, Jonathan, this is your question. So it's a woman who cannot give birth because she's an akara or an elderly or an islandess or a ketana. Van Pelas Akramisis Bala, or she immediately after her husband died, she miscarried. She's definitely not pregnant anymore. Or Shana Rear Lele, or any other reason why she's not able to give birth. They still have to wait 3 months. So you were going to be Matul Nasa Miyad without waiting 3 months. And argued on that, you know, so the seem, now the issue over here is being pregnant, but even though there's no issues, you still have to wait the 3 month period. So even though the woman was nursing, which would be a woman in general who's nursing, if that prevents her from becoming pregnant, she still has to wait the 3 months. So for sure, if she gave the child over to somebody else to nurse, she would have to wait 3 months. So how can you believe that you can be matter the nursing yet? Now, Rav Yossi matter Lioris Linasamiyad. Rav Yossi is matter in these situations for her to do Erisin and Nisun right away. But the Omer Nachman and Shmuel halacha kermeir, because there is so, we pass like kermeir and these type of things. Amrlei, so Rav Huna and Rav Huna and Rav Huna and Rav Papa said to Rav Papi, Lava Daitim. We're not aware that they were only concerned about the issue of waiting the 24 months because of nursing. So that they said, so since she had given the child to a wet nurse, she doesn't have to wait. They weren't aware that they were still within the 90 days. The Hilchasa Mace is mutter. If the child died, she's allowed to remarry within the 24-month period. The Kimalatu, if she weaned the child, is usur, because we're afraid that the woman will wean the child in order to be able to remarry. So we don't want. So we tell her either way, it's going to be usur anyway. So she has no motivation to try and rush the process. But if it's going to be, say it's going to be mutter, we're afraid that the woman will try and rush the process. Mar Baravashi Omar. So Mar Baravashi said, that, well, once that's true, that you're worried about the mother weaning the child prematurely because of her desire to remarry, I feel a meisnami is usur. So even in the case of the child died, it's going to be usur. Because Dilma Katlele, well, it's a lemitzvah. And the more it says, Haba Ubda Mechanakte, there was a child, there was a story where the mother smothered the child in order to be able to do that. Veloihi, so the more, that's not true. Hayi Shaita Havoi, the Ubda Noshi, the Chantkin Benayel. The fact that that happened one time is not a reason to make a halacha that the woman was not mentally healthy. Let's see, Rashi. The fourth line from the top, last white line. The woman who the husband had died, she gave the child over to a nurse, or she weaned the child early, so the child died. So we're going to allow her, the Bryce says, to marry right away. So the woman brings a story with the Sata that she said it was also. The Mor said Reb Nachman was permitted the Beir Shalusa. Almanas shahaya behed, in the situations where they had almanas, which were manikas, but also b'dayim l'manika, and they'd given the child to a wet nurse. V'tivim l'nosei, so Reb Nachman allowed them, relied on the Brisa to remarry. The Sata said he did not allow me. So Mor says, what's the difference? The Hajj Behu. Manika Shaposka Lahonik Benayim, a woman who was a wet nurse who arranged to service them, to take care of them, to nurse the children from that family. Yireya Laksuba, she's scared to back out. They're scary people. You don't mess up. You don't mess with them. Yeah. But by other people, Duma Hajiba Mehamanika, the wet nurse will back out. So the child will have to go back to the mother, and since the mother has remarried and become pregnant, it'll be dangerous for the child. So the Rapapi said, forget about that issue. Couldn't you decide it based on this? If he even had that elderly woman not quoted Reb Nachman, wouldn't you be able to know from this Tosefta that it's Osir? Basically, she kept spending time back up to her father's house. So the concern of being pregnant in all these situations is minimal or not at all. What's that case? The whole part of her body had been removed. So they still have to wait the 90 days. We sell off a kremer because there is sof. The kolmakom shumachmer mirabonan. In any case, he adds exera mirabonan. We pass on like him. Am afogav the inkan lahavkin bein zara shal rishon and zara shal sheni. The issue over here is the halacha bavchana to be able to differentiate, but who's the father from the husband who died or her new husband. Even though that doesn't apply over here to Holy Miabra because she wasn't pregnant, or she could not be pregnant, or she was not pregnant. The Chum were did not differentiate. So they made a across the board Takana, everybody has to wait 3 months. So Rashi learns different than what I was saying. Rashi, or I learned different than what Rashi was saying, however I want to say it. That we're going to be similarly over here, even though this woman was had stopped nursing the child by giving it over to Menachis, etc. Once Chazal made a rule that she can't marry during that period, even if she would give it over to Menachis or she would win the child, we'd make it across the board to Kana. Samora says that the halacha is gemalatu is aser. Shegmalatu machmas sherotz linotze, because we're afraid that she will wean the child for that purpose. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the Rabbanan, Horatio Nosula Ben Lahonik, the woman who received the child's nurse. Horatio Lotonic Imoy Lebenov Leben Haberta. So she cannot be nursing multiple children at the same time. So once she committed to nurse a child, the woman was hired for that purpose. So she cannot even do her own child. She has to have to give her own child to somebody else. Paska Kima. If they only arrange to give her a small amount of food, Achelas Harba, she has the responsibility to get the food from other places to make sure she eats enough food to be able to have a sufficient supply of milk to nurse the child. So she should have arranged with them that they should give her more food. If that she didn't, she can't say, well, it's their fault. They only arranged to give me a small amount of food. And whatever happens, happens. So she's mechuyev to go supplement. That's part of her financial obligation when she committed to nurse. L'serchel imoy devorm haroim l'cholov. And she can't eat foods which would be detrimental to the milk. So that's all part of her financial obligation when she undertook to nurse the child. Now the more asks a question on the Braisa. Hasha b'no amarta loy ben chaberta mi boy. It says she cannot nurse her own child and or somebody else's child together with the child that she committed to nurse. So isn't that it's like a kavod chomer? She can't even take care of her own, but sure she shouldn't be taking on somebody else's a second child. Where it says no. If I would have just told me that her child is a problem, I would say maybe it's a problem because we're concerned that she'll favor her child over the child that she was hired for. She's really worried about her own child, so she'll give her own child more milk and lessen the supply of milk for the child she's hired for. So if I just say that case, I would say only that's osur. Al ben chaverta, the case where she's been hired for a different child, she wants to be hired for a second child, both of them not her own. She only would be willing to do that if she realizes she has enough supply for both. Kamash Malon, that even so it's also. So that's why we need to say both cases. Pasuk Kima Achelas Harbe. So when we say that they arrange to give her a little bit, she has to eat more. Mehei Chomer Rosheshes Mishalot. So she has to supplement with her own. Her financial obligation of the nursing is requires her to supplement with her own food. So she can't eat with it the worm, which are things which are bad for milk. Minding one of those things. So Omer Kahanak and Koshus, which is the hops that you use to make beer. Vechazis, which is where the stalk before the wheat grows, so that's called chaziz. Before the kernels develop, v'dogim ktanim, or v'adoma. I'm not sure exactly what adoma is means. Exactly what they're eating with that. Abayam Rafilu Adama. Abayam Rafilu Kara v'chavusha. So it's a problem is Kara is gourds and chavusha is quinces. What are they trying to quinces? What are they
quinces.
Trying? Yeah.
Squash and quince.
Squash.
Squash and quince.
Rapapam Rafilu. Rapapa says Rafilu Kara. He has the word again, kara and kufra, which is young dates. Rashi and Rafilu kamcha, which is kutach. Harsana, harsana was a small type of a fish, a fried small fish and coated with whatever.
Fish hash.
Okay. Minao paski chalpa. Minayo achri chalpa. Some of them stop the milk, and some of them just make the milk that it's not. They don't stop it totally, but it lessens the flow. Okay, let's hold it here.